Good morning, Nancy, special guest, Matt Katz. Oh my God, what a week in New Jersey. Matt, you've been in Trenton. What is it like there?
It's unbelievable. The beginning of every conversation with reporters or other political people just begins with wow. The scene at the State House when Christie had this press conference and then this assembly hearing began just as this press conference was still going on to look into these George Washington Bridge emails and this whole traffic jam scandal. It was unbelievable. There were over 150 reporters and camera people. And then after this press conference ended, the press conference went on for 2 hours, by the way. Everybody ran to the assembly hearing where the room was filled. It was the most crowded legislative hearing in years.
And what everybody keeps saying to me is he going to survive this? Do the people around Christie think he's going to survive this?
There's a different mood to the Christie people I talked to over the last 48 hours than there ever has been in my several years covering him. Don't have the same sort of confidence that they often have when he's faced with controversies. They're sad and stressed out, and I think they're a little worried. I do.
You know, I've been covering the Port Authority for so long. It is so hard to get information out of this bi-state agency, and all of a sudden we are deluged with these documents, with these really intimate detail showing what we've all suspected for such a long time, which is that this transportation agency, it does run bridges, it does run airports, but it also is used by supporters of the governor's, in this case of the governor of New Jersey, for his political ends. Now, over the years, people have said this isn't an aberration, but I'm astonished by the level of detail that we are getting in these emails, by what we're seeing, and why this former Christie aide, this loyal bunch, has just given us so much material to work with.
900 pages, which is now available for your reading pleasure all over the internet. The minute they were released, they were up everywhere. And, and we've been talking about them all week. Some of the details are just, it's the personal emails and the personal text. So you get, I think everybody can give people a little bit of a break for the amount of humor and sarcasm and snarkiness, because I think, that's a pretty common thing when you're typing away in your text in your phone. But, the level of detail of the conniving and the chortling and the pure, nastiness of this and the pettiness of it is pretty astounding.
You know, Matt, I think this is what we all kind of, we all have heard a lot of this about the Christie team. And of course, there were the videos that were circulated by his opponents during the campaign, the one of him telling the guy on the boardwalk while he's holding an ice cream cone, he's yelling at a constituent, keep walking, keep walking. There was a sense of bravado that Christie projects publicly that was sort of projected privately in these emails, but in a really kind of mean way.
Yeah, the disdain that some of these Christie officials show for both the public and their counterparts in New York, I think would be shocking to people who spend $9, $10+ to get across the bridge every day.
What questions are remaining?
Well, there's David Sampson, the chief of the board of the Port Authority.
And a close Christie political ally.
Yeah.
Matt was just in Arizona at the Republican Governors Association with Christie, and Sampson was there right at his side.
Sure. Sampson was at the bar with all of the tight Christie people. Sampson was the counsel to his first gubernatorial campaign. Sampson led his transition team.
He's the head of the Port Authority. He's the chair of the board. We still don't know his role.
Right. But we do have now some emails that point to what Assemblyman John Wisniewski is calling a meeting between Sampson and Christie the week before this was the traffic lanes were closed. And then there's the email that David Wildstein writes that says, the New York side gave Fort Lee back all three lanes this morning. He's writing it on the Friday morning of that week when Patrick Foy has found out and opened up the lanes. He's out. Foy is the head of the Port Authority, is outraged. And Wildstein writes, "We're appropriately going nuts. Samson helping us to retaliate."
Thanks so much, Matt, Nancy. You can follow us on Twitter at MattKatz00, at NancySolomon2, and at AndreaWNYC. Thanks.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, Andrea.